my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi everyone, welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish, gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India. Typically, there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where Moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Now we shall talk of Saptami, the seventh day of the lunar calendar. That means to say, we are exactly at the halfway point as shown in that lunar cycle pie chart over there. So it can be either on the waxing side or on the waning side. That is at 90 degrees or 270 degrees from the earth, from the sun, so to speak. So this is the first of the Bhadra Tithis, or the second of the Bhadra Tithis. The first one was Dvitiya, as you can see over there. Second one is now what we are dealing with, Saptami. The third one is Dwadashi. So these are the Muhurtas we will discuss about Saptami right now. So Muhurta is basically an electional astrology branch of the Panchanga, which means to say what activities, diet, mindset is favorable on a particular day in a month. Saptami occurs on the seventh day after the new moon or after the full moon. So what's the energetic quality of Saptami? Is a Bhadra Tithi. So what's the qualities of a Bhadra Tithi? Bhadra Tithi indicates stability, practicality, cooperation and balanced outcomes. Good for partnerships, work, travel and home related activities. The energy of a Bhadra Tithi is balanced, auspicious by nature, and this one is ruled by the earth element. Saturn is the planetary lord of the seventh Tithi, corresponding to the Saturday's energy. But don't let that mislead. Saptami is traditionally a bright, active day, often associated with sun, the being that is the sun, Surya, the sun god. Whatever is called god in the Vedic tradition is essentially an aspect of the absolute creator. Okay? Think of it that way. Everything that is the figurines, everything that is the arms and the face and whatever is shown on the particular deity as a depiction represents a number of things if you want to tune in there. Anyway, back to this. Surya, the sun god, is celebrated on Saptami. The most famous example in the Vedic tradition being Ratha Saptami, Magha Shukla the 7th, which symbolizes the sun's energetic grace on earth. We all live in this earth with the power of the sun. The presiding deity of Saptami Tithi is Indra, the king of gods, the Devic kingdom. This gives the day the quality of power, leadership and forward momentum. We can think of Saptami as having a vital mobilizing energy, not as a fiery as Jayatithi, okay, not something beginning very strongly, but confidently expansive and stable. It's an excellent tithi for launching new initiatives and practical achievements. There is also a sense of travel because sun is constantly moving. Travel and movement is indicated, good day for that. Surya rides his chariot across the sky. Indra is associated with journeys via rain-bearing clouds and so on. So overall, Saptami radiates vitality, authority and progress. Therefore, recommended activities being commencement of new activities. Saptami is explicitly mentioned as ideal for starting any new venture, project or enterprise. It is like the green light day in Muhurta. If you want to open a business, launch a campaign, marketing campaign or anything, even start a new hobby, Saptami's grounded yet dynamic energy will support it. Weddings and sacred ceremonies. This tithi is considered auspicious for marriage ceremonies or Upanayanam, the sacred thread ceremony which Brahmins carry out, or other samskaras, any other auspicious activity which are highlighted as auspicious under the Vedic tradition can be done on this day. Many wedding muhurta lists include Saptami as a good lunar day to choose unless other factors forbid. The combination of Indra's blessings and the balanced nature can bring success and stability to unions. Another one, buying vehicle and travel. Saptami is particularly recommended for buying vehicles or starting journeys. This is being followed even in India to this day in the modern context. Everything that the people in Vedic tradition do here within the continent of India is always aligned with the muhurta or the day which it is good for, that particular activity is good for. This is why I'm bringing the details of it so that all of you can even learn this and tune yourself. Perhaps due to the connection with Surya's chariot and directional guardians, the Ashtadipa Dikpalas, Dikpala means the one who guards the directions. Okay, Ashtadikpala, 8 directional entities were born on Dashami, but Indra as the lord of directions influences Saptami also. If you plan to purchase a car, a bike or even a horse, well, nobody does this day, doing it on a Saptami is considered lucky. Also, embarking on significant travels or a pilgrimage can be done today. Texts say it's good for traveling, starting exercise programs also, going to the gym. If you have a few extra pounds and get rid of it, and you want to join a gym, good day to start. Travel and exercise both reflect dynamic motion. Another one, housewarming and relocation, something that is done in the Vedic tradition in India. We just don't buy a house and move into it. We do a ceremony for it. We take care of all the Vastu parts of it. We do Vastu Shanti part of it. We do Vastu Homa, for example, the fire ceremony, celebrating the directions, giving thanks, gratitude, calling in the ancestors, all this kind of stuff. It's a very rich tradition if you want to explore that. Saptami is listed as ideal for Griha Pravesh, means the entry to one's house. If you need to move into a new house or office, Saptami is a supportive energy. It's also a fine time for laying a building's foundation for all those builders who are going around building pigeonholes for apartments. This is a good day for your foundation. Doing Vastu related rites, for example. Commerce and deals. It's a fine day to sign deals, open bank accounts or invest in something. Indra's abundance, he's also the deity of fertility via rains, can shower good results. physical fitness and initiatives like we spoke some time ago, the mention of starting exercise regimes. You have decided to lose some weight and go to the gym or go for a jog or whatever it is. This is a good day to start it. It's a good encourager. So this gives a forward momentum. You see, great day to begin. Art and jewelry. This day is also favorable for buying jewelry and engaging in crafts, arts. Okay. Indra loved adornments, and so purchasing gold gems, starting creative art projects, especially the ones requiring craftsmanship, can prosper on Saptami. Activities to avoid. There aren't strong prohibitions for Saptami in classical context, generally considered auspicious, but for some activity combos, it is considered unfavorable. For example, if Saptami falls on a Tuesday or Monday in some charts, it might be seen as Visha or poisonous combination, bad combination essentially. But for those are technical and in generic sense, Saptami itself is good. Avoid being lazy or wasting the day. See, this day is meant for grounding and moving forward, not to sit on your ass and expect something to happen magically. It's not a good idea anyway. Avoid overly introverted activities like isolation or deep rest. There are other days for that, like Amavasya, like New Moon. Saptami is asking you to get started, crank up the car now. Also, avoid indecisiveness, not deciding stuff. Always dilly-dallying between things. Okay, this is not the day for dithering. If you find Saptami falls during a tough astrological period for you, don't start quarrels because the energies will amplify conflict under Indra's power. So avoid starting conflict, start good things, okay? Suggested mindset, confidence, leadership, generosity. Step into Saptami with a sunny disposition like the sun. Aim to illuminate, energize your surroundings. It's a day for bold moves and forward momentum. So adopt a can-do mindset. Go out there and get stuff done approach. If you have been hesitating or something, Saptami encourages to take initiative. Embrace leadership, whether at home or work. Take charge. Others will likely cooperate. Indra is the king of gods. Not gods necessarily in this context. This is a toned down version. People don't understand Vedic tradition. Neither does AI in that context. Indra is the king of devas. Devas are different. That regal confidence. Indra has the regal confidence, but avoid his negatives. Indra could be very egotistical and insecure. Okay? Also, two nakshatras speak of that, isn't it? The Jyeshtha nakshatra and the Vishakha, if you have gone through those. Also, practice balance and ethics. Indra's power must be balanced by dharma, doing the right thing. Indra's story speaks of lots of shady things he did in order to keep his throne. The insecure king. Another aspect, physical vitality. You might feel more robust, driven to move and maybe do something that morning, like dance or run or something. Gratitude for life. Something so missing these days. Everybody's running after one thing or the other. Gratitude for what you do have is a good day for that. Reverence for the sun. Every day just look at the orb of the sun on the sunrise and just say thank you, if nothing else. This is a good day for that. Sun energy is very strong on this day. Sun gazing, if you do it daily, it's better. Additionally, generosity and magnanimity suit the emperor vibe of the day. Be bright, steady leader, lead your own day. Let's come down to diet, Ayurvedic kind of diet. Think of Saptami as a day to boost vitality, ojas. Ojas is the human aura, putting it mildly. When ojas wants to be higher calibration kind of thing, then you do mantra japa or you do yoga or meditation, that ojas becomes tejas. That's another discussion. So it boosts your aura. Some pointers are, with Sun and Saturn influences, your digestive fire, or called Jatra Agni, might be strong around midday. So make your lunch your main meal with nourishing, strength-giving foods. Whole grains like wheat, rice, millets, legumes and fresh vegetables are good. You could incorporate sun-kissed foods, literally that those that ripen under the sun, like ripe fruits, solar herbs, sunflower seeds, saffron if available, even citrus fruit for vitamin C to honor the sun. Avoid skipping meals unless you are intentionally fasting. Saptami isn't a day for fasting, okay? Those will come on other days. Saturn's influence wants us not to neglect the body needs while working hard. Saturn wants to support that. So eat on time. Don't starve yourself. I see this fasting thing, many people in Vedic tradition get it wrong. They keep on doing all random kind of fast. Don't do that. We have a tradition. Follow it, please. A traditional practice on Ratha Saptami is to have a bath with arka or calotropis leaves on the body and consume a mix of 7 grains or 7 types of vegetables. The symbol 7, Saptami. This also hints at consuming variety of grains or veggies. Generally, vegetarianism or veganism has been there for God knows how many millennia in the continent called India. It's been there forever, okay? This is by default a vegan culture. Now, of course, all kinds of influences have happened. Hydration is the key. If you are physically active, drink water. Electrolyte fluids, coconut water is excellent. I can vouch for this. Coconut water is good for everything. Naturally sweet, cooling, moderate, it has all the minerals. Because Saptami can be a busy day, consider invigorating morning drink like warm water with lemon and ginger to kickstart your system. Ginger will ignite that Jatragni. Also incorporate something grounding. Small breakfast with some protein and healthy fat is good. Idlis are good. Dosas are good because they have a balance of carbohydrates and proteins. If you find yourself too heated or stressed by the day, you can wind down by taking a calm, cool shower, probably. Okay, you could also have some khichdi, moong dal with rice steamed together with some ghee, a bowl of rice with yogurt, although I don't advise yogurt, especially at night, sort of avoided after sunset in India. Little buttermilk or thin lassi with cumin could calm the pitta. Alternatively, light soup with cumin, coriander, mint can soothe and aid digestion. Avoid heavy, greasy dinners. Never a good idea anyway, anititi, which could disturb the newfound balance or interrupt sleep. Overall, sattvic, energy-rich foods, fresh, not stale, prepared with love. And do this, please. Prepare things with love. Consume things with love. When you are preparing food or when you are consuming food or water, as a general rule, I don't care which tithi, I don't care which nakshatra, whatever is going on in your life, just honor it. A lot has happened for that food and water to come down up till the tips of your mouth. Just be grateful for it. Have that posture, have that attitude. Spices like cardamom, cinnamon, pinch of clove can add warmth to aid circulation. And you can do this powder, cardamom, cinnamon, and some clove. Clove very less, of course. And consume it with some honey if you want. If it's a day of celebration for some of you, go ahead, enjoy traditional sweets, festive dishes. But remember, moderation. Moderation in all things is good anyway, isn't it? A bit of jaggery sweetened dish. Oh, I love jaggery. Might be even apt as jaggery is often associated with Surya, the sun. In summary, feeding your inner warrior king Indra with nourishing vital foods. Think of the sun. Always think of the sun also. Think balanced, robust and clean diet enabling you to have an active, joyful day ahead. Now let's see the specifics of Krishna part and the Shukla part with slight variations. Like the usual principle went, everything on the Shukla side of a tithi is more outward going, inward side is the Krishna side. So now it is going towards the waning cycle, like it's shown on the pie chart there. The energy and the deity is still pretty much the same, but it's going inward. Solar brilliance tempered by restraint and inward turn, that's the energy of the day. Noble dignity, more quietness. Less flamboyant, more reflective. This is a time for reflection. The entire negative cycle towards new moon, from full moon. A day for controlled radiance and humility. Suggested activities for the Krishna Saptami is sun vows. Or even recite Surya Sahasranama. if you want. Surya Namaskar in terms of yoga and self-discipline practices. Sun is the epitome of discipline in Jyotish and even in Vedic tradition. Everything about sun is discipline. Rises on time, sets on time, every single day throughout all the millennia. Purification fast, service to elders, reflective journaling is good on this day. Quiet leadership behind the scenes strategy. In fact, speaking of reflective journaling, right from the start of the last new moon and all the way three quarters up till this point, you can do reflection on what you did in the last 20 days or whatever, right? Think of it this way. What to avoid? Arrogance, egotistical displays, wasteful spending, never a good idea, especially on this day. Ignoring health and vitality, your prana shakti or your vital life force or chi energy may dip if you neglect this. Overexposure without balance is also never a good idea. Suggested mindset, dignity with humility. Channel vitality into focus and sober expression of life. Radiance as a service, not self-display. Too much of camera going around, even in YouTube, okay? Not too much of Rahu. Diet, light sattvic foods with warmth, with warm rice. I love that combination myself. Rice with ghee and a little salt. Oh, it's amazing. Leafy greens and mild spices. Favor balance between nourishment and simplicity. Nourish yourself, but keep it simple. Avoid heavy sweets, fried food, and overeating as usual, because it's never a good idea to do such things. You don't want to overload your system with too many sweets and fats. Something which is promoted by the industry these days, all the donuts and the ice creams and whatnot. Anyway, you enjoy, take care, be safe. I will see you on Ashtami now.